May God bless us all as we continue to walk this Lenten road together. Amen. For the last few weeks, Jesus has been trying to teach the disciples, the Pharisees and the scribes, the tax collectors and the sinners, even you and me, about God's grace. Jesus has compared the goodness of God's grace to the harsh judgments that come from the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Jesus reminds us that God is not the cause of tragedy as punishment. God is not looking forward to cutting down or to leaving us lost in our own mistakes. Instead, Jesus tells us that God is gracious and merciful, gentle and kind, forgiving us, and walking beside us as we try to share his love and care for our neighbors. God's grace and forgiveness is a blessing for us all, and it comes to us all unconditionally. We'll never deserve it because we can't. By the gift of God in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, we are forgiven, reconciled, redeemed. And then we are sent into the world to share that same love and grace, to bear that same fruit in the lives that we share with one another. Since we are loved, since we are cared for, since we are forgiven, since we are comforted, we are then called to love and care for, to forgive and comfort neighbors and strangers, family and friends, even our enemies. It's not that we've got to. It's not that this is the single most important thing that we must do in order to earn God's favor. It's that we get to do this. And today's gospel story shows us just how some of that love and care that we can do can look. In today's gospel story, we are at dinner with Jesus, the disciples, his close friends, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. This dinner was a way for Lazarus and his sisters to begin to show their gratitude for all that Jesus has meant for them and all that he has done for them. Lazarus is there because of Jesus. It's what happens at that dinner party. What happens with Mary and with Judas and with all of us. It's what happens with perfume and a call to help the poor that helps us to contemplate the extravagant care that God shows to us. And then the extravagant care that we are called to show one another. But first, Margie's best friend in the world was Betty. They had grown up together. They had both raised families. They both attended the church of their childhood and still loved going. These two would be sure to spend at least one entire day together every month doing something fun, whether it was a day trip or whether it was lunch at some fancy restaurant or just the fun of spending a rainy day over coffee and conversation. The difficulties arose when Betty was diagnosed with cancer. Margie stood by her friend's side through radiation and chemotherapy. They still tried to spend their day together. It was the trips were a lot shorter. The time they got to spend was a lot shorter. Margie had stayed with Betty, and they had wept together when it was finally decided to stop all the treatments. That was when Margie decided that instead of a day trip, she was going to make a meal for her and Betty and their husbands. It would be as extravagant a meal as she could arrange. Linens on the table, flowers, wine, filet mignon, Yorkshire pudding, dessert, all the trimmings. Betty's favorite vegetable was artichoke, and it would be there with all the melted butter you could possibly want. It was a beautiful evening, shared with people who loved and cared for each other. Cheryl's life had changed in the last few years. Her children were grown, off in the world and succeeding. Her marriage was over. She had finally found the courage to step away from the abuse. She was beginning to discover a new appreciation of the love of God in her life. She loved the time she got to spend at church and the time that she got to spend helping people. The last time her congregation was gathering food for the local food pantry, she had gone to the store and gone a little crazy. She had bought all kinds of food, good food, the stuff that she would buy for herself and for her family. She doubled her usual monthly food budget in that one trip for all of those people. It felt extravagant to her, but good. And when she brought it all in, she knew that many families were going to be able to eat because not only her gifts, but the gifts of everyone in the congregation. And she knew that it would still never really be enough. Food for the sake of a few or for the sake of many. Extravagant care for the sake of one or for the sake of many. That's a part of what the discussion we have about today's gospel story is all about. Mary comes to Jesus with a pound of costly perfume and in gratitude anoints his feet with the perfume and wipes them with her hair. What an amazing gift of thanks. What an extravagant way to share her love and her gratitude. Overwhelmed by the power of God's love through Jesus, Mary overwhelms the room with the fragrance of her gift to Jesus. Judas then speaks up and wonders why Jesus would allow a pound of costly perfume to be wasted on his feet when they could have sold it for a whole year's salary and used that for the poor. There are lots of poor people who need help. More poor people than Jesus has toes. So why not use it for them? It does seem a valid question. But then would it have been better for Margie to buy food for more people like Cheryl did? Would it have been better for Cheryl to buy food for just one family only? Which would be better? And does Jesus have an opinion? Yes, he does. Jesus wants us to live our love. That's his opinion. Jesus praised Mary not because she spent a lot on the gift, but because what she did was in love and gratitude. Jesus praises Judas's concern for the poor, reminding him that there will always be poor who need our assistance, always. And it's good to keep them in mind. Jesus would have praised Margie for the love she showed to her friend. He would have praised Cheryl for trying to help those poor who are always around. Question becomes, is it the anointing that's important or the help for the poor? And they are both important if they are motivated in love. If you're pouring out perfume just to make an impression, it's wasted. If you are helping the poor so that you can look good to someone else or get a tax deduction, you've already gotten everything that you're going to get. For Jesus, it is the love that's important. Jesus brings to our lives the love that comes only from God. He pours that love out on us extravagantly and then sends us out so that we can share that love with others. It's like the discovery that Paul makes in Philippians today. Who we are, what we have done, the accolades that we have won, the degrees that we have achieved, all of that may look great to the world around us. But when it comes to what is really important, they can be rubbish. If you have a pound of perfume or the money it would cost to buy that pound of perfume, that might be impressive to some people. How are you going to share God's love with your entire life is really what's important. For Paul, knowing Jesus Christ our Lord, knowing the love of God that comes to us in his death and resurrection, that is of surpassing value. We could lose everything else and just still discover that we have enough. We could share everything else and discover that we still have enough to share even more. Paul wants to know Christ and the power of his resurrection for our lives because knowing that will be sufficient. Jesus is sharing this meal with his friends. Jesus is surprised as anyone by the extravagant gift that Mary shares in love and gratitude. Jesus is touched by the depth of that love. Now, he also understands Judas's concern, but he will not repudiate the gift given in love. In fact, he reminds Judas and all of us that we should be less concerned with someone else's extravagant care and discover ways that we can help or join in the real help that is happening all around us. Jesus is calling us all not to pour perfume on feet, but to discover what is the way for you to love today. To discover the way to press on for the goal of sharing God's love with those we can today. Jesus is inspiring us to care for each other extravagantly. As those who have been loved by God, who have received grace upon grace, who are recipients of radical forgiveness, we should then fill the world around us with the same love and extravagant care that comes so freely to us. Power of God's love comes to us all today. May we discover the most appropriate way to care for our neighbors and strangers, for family, friends, even enemies, as extravagantly as we can. May we discover ways to know Christ in our lives, follow Christ with our lives, and fill the world with the aroma of Christ's love. This is our calling and our goal as God's children. Amen.